There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
It's been about a month and a half now since we had to deal with the raiders. Though the days all seem to bleed together, the group of soldiers who came in have helped in so many ways, it's honestly amazing. They've been training everyone and it seems to be doing exactly what we hoped it would. Now that we have the basics down, they want to start sending out patrols to give us field experience. Cameron was a little hesitant on the idea at first, but hearing how the groups would be organized gave him more confidence on the situation. The groups would be teams of five, three civilians and two soldiers. For the civilians, Lieutenant Adams wanted at least one person who was immune to take part, which is primarily Journey, Cameron, and myself. They did, however, have one person who came in with their group who is also immune. His name is Peter Brown, and so far he seems to know what he's doing, but I'm still unsure about how he would do out in the field. Cameron still prefers to do his solo missions, even though everyone has expressed their concerns about it. Some days he goes further out trying to locate where Harris might be, while other days he makes his way out to the outer towns outside of Sandpoint, looking for more survivors. Today he decided to make his way past the town of Clark Fork to go assess the area between Idaho and Montana. I wanted to join him on his trip and see if we could check out the dam, but he said maybe another day. He might be gone for a while and he didn't want me to leave Hope and Journey alone for that long. So, we stayed and continue to help reinforce the walls. Now that the repairs are almost done, it's time for some field training.
It seems like you're getting pretty good at that.
Thanks. It's been nice to have something to occupy my mind while I'm not building. And she definitely seems to enjoy it as well.
Speaking of building, how'd everything go on the north side wall?
It went pretty smooth, actually. Minus the fact that John didn't like being told what to do by the new guy.
Oh, you mean Casey?
Yeah, they don't really seem to like each other. I think it's because Casey keeps hitting on Sarah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So, I take it you're going out in the next field group?
Yeah, I'm going with Sarah, Ethan, Claire, and Earl.
Sounds like an interesting group. Do you know what your training is going to be?
No, we'll be doing a briefing before we head out.
When are you guys heading out?
We'll be leaving in about 45. I just came to check on you both to see if you needed any help.
I think we're good. The training you've put me through has paid off. I finally got to the point where the diapers stopped falling off.
It's about time. What about food? Are you finally eating stuff other than your snack food?
Yes. I stopped by the cafeteria before I came back. Sam made some really delicious potato soup with some homemade bread.
You mean I missed it?
Oh, you mean you didn't get any? I guess it's a good thing I brought some back for you. It's over there in the soup thermos. The bread is in the Tupperware container.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
It's no problem. I figured you were too busy with preparations since I didn't see you there.
So how'd Katie like babysitting?
She seemed to really enjoy it, and Hope seems to like her a lot.
That's good. I'm glad we're able to make this all work out. Oh, that's so good.
I know, right? I really wanted to eat more. I almost ate yours.
I would have kicked your ass.
Brian, open up. It's urgent. We need your help.
What?
Is everything okay?
What's going on?
We lost contact with Cameron. We were in the middle of our check-in with him when he got attacked. And we don't know what's going on.
Attacked? By who?
We don't know. It sounded like a bunch of infected were moving in on him.
What's the plan? Are we going after him?
We need to talk to Adams first.
I already did. He said to tell you that training is postponed until we know what's happening. Now he wants Brian, John, and I to head out there with Earl and Claire to retrieve him and figure out what the hell is going on.
You guys better get a move on then. Don't worry, I've got Hope. Just grab your gear and go. The more time it takes, the less likely he'll be okay.
All right, I'll keep my spare radio on me so we can keep in touch.
Brian, make it fast!
You guys, be safe out there. We don't need you all going missing either.
Don't worry, we will. All right, I'm ready. Let's go. I'll keep you updated on what we find.
I'll be waiting for you to radio in.
Is everyone else ready?
Yeah, they're all waiting for us by the SUV.
Did Cameron give you his location before you lost contact?
Yeah, he was just outside of Clark Fork by Antelope Lake. That's the last thing he told us before he got cut off.
Shit. It'll take us a while to get there. Why did he go so far out? I thought he was only supposed to check Clark Fork and then come back.
I don't know. He probably had his reasons, but we'll find out when we get there.
It's about time. Load up, let's go.
Throw your gear in the back. I'll drive.
All right. Do we have everything we need?
Yeah, I've got my med kits just in case, and we've got plenty of ammo. Now let's go.
I wonder who that could be.
Hey, Journey. Mind if we hang out for a bit?
Sarah, Katie, not at all. Come in.
Thanks. You heard about what's going on, right?
Yeah, Brandon seemed really worried. Do either of you know anything else?
No, we were all shocked when we heard about it.
John thought it was a joke at first, but then he realized how worried Brandon was.
We should have never let Cameron go out there alone, especially with everything we've recently been through.
Yeah, but you know how he is. We would have had to sedate him to make him stay.
You'd at least think Adams would have forced him to take at least one person with him.
I doubt even he could have done anything.
You're right. You have a radio to contact Brian, don't you?
Yeah, we figured it'd be best if we could reach each other at any time, just in case.
Would it be okay if we stayed here until you hear back from them?
Yeah, we're both a little worried about what they might run into.
Yeah, it's no problem at all. By the way, where's Julie?
She's in the command building with Adams. They're going over the maps and keeping up to date with the other patrols.
They're trying to get everyone close to home, just in case.
That's probably a good idea. Do either of you want some coffee or tea?
I'll have some tea.
I think I'm good. Thanks, though.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just wait until we hear from them.
Scott, 8 o'clock.
No, we haven't heard anything yet. They just left about 20 minutes ago, but we need everyone to start heading back this way just in case. All right, I'll let them know.
We're not sure exactly what happened. We've got people looking into it. Head back once you finish up, okay?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, everyone give me a report.
I just finished talking with Team 1 and 2, and they know the current situation, and they're headed back now.
Good. What about you, Riley?
Same goes for Teams 3 and 4. Team 4 is finishing up, and Team 3 is almost back at the gates.
Good. Now let's hope everything goes smoothly with the others.
It'll take them a while to get there, so we should focus on getting everyone caught up on the situation, just in case it comes down to the worst possible scenario.
We shouldn't go around telling everyone just yet. We still need answers before that can happen.
I guess you do have a point.
The only ones we need to keep in the loop right now are the guards. They need to be on high alert in case anything happens.
I'll go and let them know.
I'll take the north and east. You take the south and west.
All right, sounds good.
Try to keep it on a need-to-know basis for now, all right?
Understood.
Got it.
One last thing. If you're under Hem and Aether, tell them to head this way and I'll help them monitor the channels.
Will do. Man, this sucks. Everything's been going so great up until now. I hope Cameron's all right.
I know what you mean. Not having to worry so much lately was nice, but something was bound to happen. We can't always expect things to be perfect all the time.
I know. There's always something that can happen. I just wish we could have had a little bit more time of these stress-free days.
Hopefully we will when this is all over. Okay, I'm heading off. I'll catch up with you later.
All right. Remember to keep it on a need-to-know basis.
I know. Catch you later, Julie.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm really surprised there aren't that many vehicles blocking the road.
Not many people took this route when everything first started. They all chose to use wider highways to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, that's why we always try to avoid them, so we don't get stuck in a jam.
Yeah, most of the highways are jam-packed. When the hordes started rampaging, everyone ditched their cars and tried to run. It's the lucky ones who use the back roads that managed to escape most of the chaos in the cities.
It's not always the best, though. Journey and I ended up finding a bunch of spike strips welded together to stop people moving through this one area when we were making our way to Sandpoint.
That's insane. But it does seem like an effective way to stop any vehicles that might go through that way.
But what if those people are just trying to find somewhere safe? It's not that helpful unless you have a quick way to deploy it when you need to.
You have a point there.
Hopefully we don't run across that out here. We really can't afford to get stuck.
Yeah, especially if we're dealing with a horde.
Cameron should be fine, though. He is immune, after all.
That doesn't mean anything right now. Being immune doesn't stop you from being torn apart, and even if you die, you still come back as one of them.
What do you mean?
If they're immune, how is it possible for them to come back?
We've seen it happen before in one of the quarantine zones.
You might as well tell them the whole story.
Yes, sir.
You guys came from a quarantine zone?
Yeah, we were originally part of a group in Shelby, Montana. We were using the airport there as our base of operations, trying to send people to safer locations that were cut off from the bigger cities.
Then how come you guys came from the Kingsgate area on the Canadian border?
I'll get there in just a minute. We were ordered to screen every person that came into the zone, and after a couple of days, we found a few people who had bites. We put them in holding to observe their condition to ensure that they wouldn't turn. We still aren't exactly sure what makes them immune, but looking at their blood, we found out that they were carriers of the virus, but it was dormant. We couldn't allow them to go with the groups we were sending out, and then everything happened. A massive horde was moving in, and we got orders to evacuate.
There were thousands of them, but they were mostly the basic kind. There were a few mistwalkers, as you guys call them, but we didn't have enough military power to fight that many.
During all the chaos, we saw some of the immune get attacked and killed. But after a little while, they got up and began to attack everyone. We got separated from our main squad, so we took off with whoever we could in the Hummers. The only way we could go was up into Canada.
We were trying to make our way to the National Guard military base outside of Bonner's Ferry, but it looked like it was overrun. We decided to make our way to Fairchild Air Force Base. That's when we found him and Aethor.
So, you're saying even though we're immune, if we die, we still turn?
From everything we've seen, that seems to be the case.
Shit. That's not good.
What if, say, Brian bit me right now? Would I turn?
I don't think so. The virus needs to be active for it to take root in its host, so I don't think it would be possible unless he fully turned.
Let's not find out, though. We can't go experimenting with this, otherwise it's going to become a massive issue.
Don't worry. It's not like I wanted to bite me in the first place.
You sure about that?
Not unless it'll make me immune.
Like I said, we aren't sure what makes people immune or even how to pass it on.
It'd be nice if we could figure that out, though.
The reward isn't worth the risk. Time to get your heads in the game. We're getting close. Keep your eyes peeled for any infected and keep an eye out for Cameron's vehicle.
Brandon, try the radio and see if you can reach him. I'll check in with Journey and let her know we reached the area.
All right.
Journey, come in. You there?
Cameron, we're in the area. Come back. Cameron, come in. Do you read us?
I'm here. What's the word?
We're in the area where we last heard from him. We're searching for his vehicle now. How's everything on your end?
Cameron, do you copy? Come in, Cameron.
Everything is good on our end. Sarah and Katie are here with us right now.
What about Julie? Did she stop by at all?
No, she's probably still busy in the comms building.
Okay. Once we locate Cameron's vehicle and search the area, we'll radio in and let her know the current situation. I'll radio back to you when we're headed back.
All right, you guys stay safe out there.
We will. Talk to you soon. Brandon, any word yet?
No, still no answer.
Up there. I think that's his vehicle on the side of the road.
All right, we'll get a little closer, and then we'll move up on foot. You guys follow my orders and stay close. We don't know what we'll run into. Claire, I need you to get in the driver's seat just in case we need you to pick us up and get out in a hurry.
Roger that.
John, keep an eye on our six. Brandon, you watch our three. Brian, you watch our nine. I'll take point.
Got it.
Copy.
It's quiet. Almost too quiet.
I know what you mean. If there was a horde that was moving in on him, we should be hearing something, but there's nothing.
It's eerie. Almost like we're being watched.
This isn't sitting well with me.
Stay sharp, guys. We don't know what is out here.
I've got some bodies over there.
Any movement?
No. No movement at all.
Let's double check. They're all dead. A bullet to the head in each of them.
Let's go check the vehicle.
Let's move up.
That's a lot of blood. This isn't looking good, guys.
We still don't have any clue to his whereabouts, though. He could have taken off on foot.
Look for any clues that might give us a direction where he could have gone. John is right. This isn't looking good. The amount of blood, the lack of bodies, except for the four that we found, is unsettling. If there was a horde that came through, you would think there would be a trail of bodies showing which way he went. But there's nothing. Which could only mean there were way more than he thought he could handle. Where the hell did you go, Cameron? Give us some sort of sign.
Over here! I found his radio!
What the hell is it covered in?
I don't know, but I do not want to touch it.
Good choice. I'm guessing he had to have taken off in that direction then.
Should we go check it out?
Yeah. Let's have Claire pull up here so we can radio this into Adams. Keep your eyes and ears open as she moves up.
Will do.
Got it.
Claire, move up and reposition for departure. We're going to radio back to base and then move further in.
Roger. Did you find any leads?
We located his radio over there. We think he took off in that direction. We're going to fill in Adams, and then we're going to begin to sweep the area over there.
All right, I'll continue to stay with the vehicle.
I'll have Brandon stay back and provide support if needed. You good with that, Brandon?
Yeah, that's fine by me. She can't really shoot and drive at the same time now, can she?
Precisely. And if we come back with infected on our six, we'll need your cover fire. Why don't you guys check his vehicle while I'm contacting base?
All right. We'll see what we can find.
His bag isn't here.
That's a good sign. It means he's prepared for anything out there. Here's a few boxes of ammo.
I found his map. Wait. There's a few locations X'd out on here. And a couple are circled.
Meaning?
These could potentially be locations he tried to get to.
We'll have to show Earl and see what he thinks.
There's something else scribbled at the bottom. Are those coordinates?
I don't know. I'm not good with maps, but it doesn't look like longitudes and latitudes.
Copy that, sir. Over and out. Did you guys find anything useful?
We found some ammo. His bag isn't here, so he's probably got that with him.
We did find a map with some locations crossed out and a couple circled. There's also something scribbled here, but we don't know what it's for.
Let me see it. This is code. It's a location and a frequency. It looks like he found something or heard something that he thought was important. Let's check it out later. We should start our sweep of the area. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
We'll be alert and ready for anything. Be safe, guys.
I hope they're able to find him.
Yeah, I hope so too. We just have to have faith that he's safe. Cameron knows how to handle himself.
That's for sure, but even he can't take on a whole horde by himself.
We still don't even know if it was a horde. Anything could have happened. I hope they call soon with updates.
I wonder who it is.
Oh, hey Julie, what's up?
Nothing much. Just got done running around and filling in our tower guards about the current situation. I figured I should probably come check on you guys.
Well, come on in. You want some coffee or some tea?
Some coffee would be nice. Thanks.
Hey, Julie. What can you tell us?
You probably know just as much as I do at this point, but we have all the scouts returning to base as a precaution. We also put the guard towers on high alert on a need-to-know basis, so we don't panic everyone else.
That's a good idea, since we don't have all the information ourselves.
That's what Adams thought, anyway. How's Hope doing?
I just put her down for a nap. She's doing really well.
Everything going good between you and Brian?
Yeah, he and I are doing really good. He's gotten a lot more comfortable here, which is good.
Here you go, Julie.
Thanks, Sarah. Oh, that's delicious. So, I have to ask, are you into him?
What do you mean?
I was interested in that myself.
Oh, you mean like into him?
Yeah.
We've all seen the way you guys are together, so we thought you might be into him like that.
I'd be lying if he hasn't crossed my mind. But I don't know if I'm ready for something like that. I'm still getting over everything that I've been through, so I really don't know.
Well, you guys seem to work well together. And we've seen the way he looks at you.
What are you talking about?
Don't tell us you haven't noticed.
It's pretty obvious he likes you.
Well, of course, we're friends.
She really doesn't know, does she?
Wow, that's really interesting.
Oh, come on. He probably has other girls who are into him. I've seen a few girls approach him looking like they want to get to know him.
Have you actually stayed to see what happens?
No, it's really none of my business.
We've seen him turn them all away. The way he looks at you whenever you're around says it all.
You guys are just messing with me.
No, I've asked him about it, and he just says they aren't for me. When I asked him if he's into you, he started to turn red and change the subject.
Why would you even ask him?
Isn't that obvious?
He's a really good guy, and we figure, who better to be with you other than him?
I really don't know you guys. Like I said, I still have a lot of stuff I'm dealing with, and I don't think I'm ready to start something like that.
We understand.
I think Brian also understands. That's why he doesn't say anything.
When you're ready, though, you should really consider it.
Can we talk about something else now?
Ooh, she's blushing.
Shut up!
I think that tells us what we want to know.
I really hate you guys.
How long has it been since they checked in with you?
We're coming up on an hour now, so we should hear something soon.
Well, mind if I hang out here with you for now?
I don't see why not. Maybe we can find out who you're interested in.
Yeah, we've seen you talking to someone lately. So, who is he?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on, that's not fair. You grilled me on the subject. Now it's my turn, so spill it.
Journey, come in. Are you there?
Oh, they're calling in.
She got excited. Just look at her face.
Julie, shut up. I'm here, Brian. What's up? Have you found anything yet?
We're following a lead. There's a few places we're going to check out. So we'll be out here for a few more hours. How's everything going over there?
Everything's just fine. The guards are on high alert, and the scout teams are heading back in right now.
That's good. We haven't found anything just yet, and we're not sure how big of a horde it was, but...
Brian! Run! We gotta get the hell out of here!
What? Why? What's going on?
Brian! What's happening?
I don't know.
They're coming! Run as fast as you can! Get back towards the truck!
Journey, I've gotta go. I'll radio back in when we're safe.
You better make it to safety. Brian? Brian!
This has been a Mudwalker production. Written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian. Jennifer Johnson as Journey. Samantha Feltz as Julie, Joshua Johnson as John, Andrea Carnegie as Sarah, Gabe Hodge as Brandon, Marissa Raines as Katie, Kelly Wagner as Claire Barnes, Vern Webb as Earl Dixon, Jesse Johnson as Riley, and Brett James as Lieutenant Greg Adams. This show is made possible by you, our listeners, and our patrons. We thank you for your support. Nicholas Farmer, Matthew Keaton, Turbo J, Sir Pantalon, Doug, Tom Leach. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for more information. The links are in the show notes.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.